want to add to this question about the gospel, the kingdom of, before that, what's connected here as another birth pang or sorrow is the defection of false believers. The defection of false believers is another sign, and that's found from verses 10 through 13. And this is really a sifting out of those that are outwardly following the Lord during that time, but there's no inward reality. And they're sifted out in three ways. They evaluate the cost of following the Lord, and it's too expensive. They listen to the deceiving false teachings. And finally, they're too attracted to sin. And as a result, they do not endure to the end. And this is something that Paul wrote to Timothy. There will be a falling away. This is the falling away. We read in 1 John 2, verse 19, those that left us, because they're not of us, they departed. Now that is in our time, but there will be in a future day a departure from the faith. And this is a sign, a birth pang. And then finally we had this question about the gospel of the kingdom. This is really the last birth pang. It is a worldwide evangelistic event. And we mentioned that there are these pockets of Jews, even in our day, all throughout the world. There's also going to be a miraculous event, and there will be two witnesses that will be in this world at that time, two witnesses that are going to represent God, and they will participate in this evangelism. And many will come to know of the coming Lord. When the Lord came here the first time, and he presented himself to Israel, he did preach the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. He went into all the synagogues. And what did he preach? The glorious gospel? No, the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom is right at the door. If you will believe in me, and it will be established now. But they would not receive him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right or the power to be called the children of God, the sons of God. That is us who believe in it. This gospel of the kingdom has that in view of a coming kingdom. We are looking for a coming Lord. And our gospel is found more, you'll see it more dominantly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul articulates Christ died, was buried, and rose again, and is seated at the right hand of God. That's our gospel that we can preach in our day, but in a future day, it will be the gospel of the kingdom once again.
Thank you. The gospel of the kingdom. There is a common notion today that when we have been taken, those that are left, who happen to be going through any part of the tribulation, if they do, will have a second chance. Therefore, they will have a second chance at the shot of the gospel of the kingdom. I think we need some clarity on that. To whom is the gospel of the kingdom being preached? And who will be the responders to the gospel of the kingdom? I think we need some clarity on that. I'd like the brethren to.
After the church is taken by the Lord himself in rapture, three different kinds of people will remain on earth. The so-called professed Christians who rejected the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the Jews, and anyone else who's not a Jew or a Christian. It could be a Buddhist, a Hindu, an atheist, agnostic, you name it. These three different kinds of people who will remain on earth after that. The door of salvation, by the way, God's salvation from the beginning to the end is only by grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And those who will be saved, even in that era, they will be saved based merely on the grace of God. The door of salvation will be opened to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Those who are so-called Christians, they were being brought up in Christian homes. They went to Sunday school. They memorized portions of scriptures. They heard the gospel many times preached and hardened their hearts to not receive the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. They will stay here on earth for the wrath to come, and then after that for the eternal wrath. The door of salvation will be shut in their faces once and for all at the moment of rapture. Matthew 25. And late at last, the foolish virgins who weren't ready came knocking at the door. Lord, Lord, open for us. The Lord will answer, I never knew you. The most two horrible verses in scriptures are found in Matthew 7, verses 22 and 23. In that day, many, the Lord Jesus could say, will say unto me, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? Haven't we done signs and wonders? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye doers of iniquities. And then the door of salvation, the gospel of kingdom, will be preached by those who will believe. God will have this, those 144,000 that we can read of in Revelation 6, how God is going to revive them according to Ezekiel 36 and 37, how He's going to renew their souls from the inside. And there are many preparations that the Spirit of God is working in Jews right now, the Jewish people all around the world. He's preparing them for that day where they will believe on the Lord Jesus and as their Messiah. They will believe on the Messiah who would come, and they would go out. And everyone who would receive them as the messengers of the King, then they are receiving the King Himself according to Matthew 10.
Chapter 2. And I'm not, you know, this verse to me is a little broader and doesn't break it down into individual groups. But we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and this is speaking of course, after the rapture. And in verse 10, you see that. In the middle there, that says, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Then here's where it's very instructive, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So it's very clear that anyone who falls into those descriptions is damned because they will believe the strong delusion. The gospel of the kingdom, as you see where it says in Matthew 24 and also in Revelation 14, it's preached to all nations, the whole world. But those who are part of this strong delusion, because they receive not the love and believe not the truth, they will be unable to receive the gospel of the kingdom. Just like we know from the book of Hebrews in chapter 6, and in chapter 10, there are those who, there's a point where there's no chance for repentance. There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. The same thing now, even in the day of grace. So I'm not quite sure which people it is that will be able to receive the gospel of the kingdom, but it's clear that anyone who falls into these categories will not be able to. And the point is that they rejected the truth. They heard it. They absorbed it in some way. Maybe they believed it in a mental way, in a rational way, like we have in Hebrews. But they rejected it. They said no. They turned their back from the one who was offering salvation.